Hi, this is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which has steps for taking charge of your art career. This week, give the gallery what they want. You did a lot of research to find galleries where your work fits, so don't blow the submission process. While there's no standardized format for submitting your portfolio to galleries, you can earn points by being professional from the get-go. Find out what the gallery wants and follow their wishes to a T. Many galleries have submission guidelines on their websites, so check there first. If they aren't available, did you check thoroughly? Pick up the phone and call. When someone answers the phone at the gallery, you say the following. Hi, I'm Sandy Wooden. I'm calling to ask for your artist submission guidelines. I visited your website and didn't find any posted, but I want to make sure that I understand your preferences. This brief introduction, 1, put your name in front of the gallery, 2, reveals that you did some research before you called, and 3, shows that you care about the gallery's wishes. These three things are key to building a professional relationship, and you might even accomplish the same objective in an email. Now, if you call on the phone, you open the doors for another conversation. The gallerist might ask you about the type of work you do in order to better understand how you might fit with their current stable of artists. So you should be prepared to discuss your art and sell it over the phone. If you send an email, you might have a link to your website in your signature block, which could either kill the dialogue or elicit interest. With either the phone or the email approach, you run the risk of the gallery staff person saying that they aren't reviewing any new work at the moment. Fine. That's their loss. There's no need to be pushy. Respect their boundaries and move on. Know this. Each gallery has its own preference for reviewing artists' work. Think about this. Are you communicating effectively with potential galleries? Do this. Give the gallery what they want. Many galleries are barely hanging on in this recession, which makes competition stiff. Fewer galleries equal fewer artists in galleries. There isn't much room for error. You must behave professionally in every way. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might like reading this as much as listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.